My guest at this time is Dr. Tim Ball. He's a former professor of climatology at the University of Winnipeg. He is also the author of The Deliberate Corruption of Climate Science. As you might have guessed, we want to get his reaction to the agreement to the final draft at the climate conference in Paris over the weekend that the Obama administration, as well as many other world leaders, are hailing as a major success. But upon closer examination, is it simply a massive giveaway of money to poorer nations, along with absolutely no penalties for countries that do not go along with the recommended reductions in carbon emissions? And we'll get into all of that in just a moment. Dr. Ball, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, again, thanks for the opportunity.
You just told me before we started here on air that this is basically a giant global welfare operation. Explain why.
Well, what they're doing, and this is the whole idea of the original Kyoto Protocol, was that they decided that developed nations had developed by using fossil fuels, and the fossil fuel byproduct, CO2, was causing climate change, or initially global warming, and therefore those 23 developed nations had to pay for their sins, that they had to put money into a fund which was then going to be distributed to the developing nations that were being punished or penalized by those developed nations. Now, originally it was the Kyoto Protocol, but of course that died when the COP15, and COP stands for Conference of the Parties. This is the political group that act on the science given to them by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. But at COP15, the science was exposed through the leaked emails as being rigged. And so the Kyoto Protocol died. But these people don't give up. So the next year in Durban at COP16, they introduced what was called the Green Climate Fund. And, of course, that's what they were approving in Paris. They approved the Green Climate Fund, which is a bank account set up in South Korea under the IMF, at which all of these developed nations have to put money in to give out to the developing nations. And it's very much the same as in Canada here, where we have what we call have and have-not provinces. And if you're a have province, you've got to put money into the federal coffers, which then goes to the have-not provinces. But, of course, all it does is keep them in poverty. It doesn't force them to improve their economies. So it's what all welfare systems do, and this is now welfare on a global scale.
The goal for the truly committed is 2050, for everyone 2070, according to this agreement, for carbon emissions to be offset. In other words, the planet will be absorbing at least as much carbon dioxide as we are emitting as a planet. What do you make of that goal, both in terms of its impact on the environment and its impact on our economy?
Well, of course, it's completely false science on which all of this is based. And currently, for example, they talk about the CO2 that humans emit. They don't put into the formula the amount of CO2 we are currently absorbing. For example, of the total that we emit, and by the way, it's the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that come up with that number, we remove 50% of it through agriculture. We should be paying subsidies to farmers for carbon sequestration. But this is all part of the myth. And the other problem that with it is, if you go back to the original Kyoto Protocol, there was one of the key scientists involved in the corruption was a guy by the name of Tom Wigley. And he said at the time, if we introduce the Kyoto Protocol in its original form, that is, every country reduced to the amounts that we want, nobody would be able to measure the difference. In other words, you could take everybody off the planet, leave one scientist behind and say, okay, measure and tell us how much the CO2 in the atmosphere is reduced. She wouldn't be able to do it. And that's exactly the same with this thing. And in fact, Kerry has admitted that. He said that this is not going to make any significant difference in terms of CO2, but it's important in terms of political policy and sharing the wealth. And so it's a scam from top to bottom. But here's the bigger problem, Greg, is that they're preparing for warming when, in fact, all of the evidence is that we're cooling. So they've got people preparing for completely the wrong thing, which means that the cost of preparing for warming will be doubled, because then they'll have to turn around and offset and prepare for the cooling, which is a much greater threat to humanity and food production and energy costs and so on. So this is the problem. You know, they made that movie about the greatest story ever told. They should make another one about the greatest lie ever told, and it would involve this whole scam.
In addition to everything we've been talking about with the money and the impact on the environment and then the science, which is obviously questionable as you see it, John Kerry, the Secretary of State, was on Fox News Sunday, and he admitted this when Chris Wallace, the host, asked him what happens to violators who don't abide by their commitments to reduce emissions. Here's what Kerry said.
If there had been a penalty, we wouldn't have been able to get an agreement.
He said if there had been a penalty, we wouldn't have been able to get an agreement. So he says there are these mandatory reporting requirements every 5 years. But ultimately, if countries don't abide by what they promise to, nothing's really going to happen to them. What do you make of that?
Well, of course, it's part of what statesmanship is supposedly all about, that is providing outs for people that don't want to be involved. Russia, India, and China, those three nations, who, by the way, all of them have came out before Paris and said that the global warming science is a fraud. Putin said it publicly. China knows, I've said it. And so they didn't want what was going on in Paris. But, of course, this is the problem with world leaders. All 198 of them played the game. They all went along and said, well, we won't make you look bad. Give us a sop for signing your agreement, and we'll do it. And of course, what's interesting about that comment by Kerry is that every lawmaker knows, or anybody that's run anything, is there's absolutely no point putting in rules and regulations if you can't enforce them. They're meaningless. And so that's exactly what's happened here in this case. And by the way, Russia, India, and China, of course, are the other side of this story that's not being put out there, and hopefully we're doing it now through your program. They are members of a group called BRICS, which is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. They represent 48% of the world's population. They represent over 50% of the members of the United Nations, and they have already set up a fund to counter and replace the International Monetary Fund. So there's a whole economic and power grab going on here within it. And, of course, Russia, India, and China used this Paris agreement to further their cause in that particular issue.
And where does that leave the United States?
It leaves the United States out on left wing. And, of course, one of the things that the Congress knew about this Kerry's comment was he said that he had to put in a no-binding agreement because the Congress wouldn't approve it. Well, why wouldn't the Congress approve it? And the answer is you go back and look at when the Senate was presented with the original Kyoto Protocol, they voted 95 to nothing. They voted 95 to nothing against Kyoto Protocol. And what was the reason? They said because it's going to cost the U.S. jobs and hurt our economy. And that's exactly what this is going to do. But, of course, that's what Obama is doing. He wants to weaken the U.S. economy. He wants to take away its what he sees as its imperialistic dominating power.
Dr. Ball, on that sobering note, we'll call time. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Dr. Tim Ball is a former professor of climatology at the University of Winnipeg. His book is The Deliberate Corruption of Climate Science. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.